Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
You better think. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. What you're about to hear, tough but important. Tough but important. 10 mothers who belong to a club no mother wants to be a member of took their stories of heartbreak to Washington, D.C. yesterday. They demanded more accountability from police officers and police departments around the country. They stood in front of lawmakers and cameras and shared the agony of losing their unarmed sons to altercations with police.
He ran away. He was not under arrest. He had every right to leave whenever he wanted. And that officer chased him down like an animal. Like he was a casualty of war. And after shooting himself in the foot, my son tripped and fell, and he was yelling, "I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything." And when he fell, the officer stood over him and shot him center mass. In his last words, he said, "Why did you shoot me? Today I'm here to talk to you and demand justice for my Allen and demand justice for us all."
That was Geraldine Bluford. She founded Justice for Allen Bluford, the coalition,
where was this
in
case?
2012. That was in East Oakland. That was her 18-year-old son, Allen, was shot and killed by police in East Oakland. Bluford and seven other mothers, eight of them, joined me on CNN last night. She told me that she always lives in pain.
The pain will never go away, Don. It is a pain that is so deep and burns so fierce to have something that you love so much ripped away from you and stolen. I'll never get to see his children. Allen was 2 weeks away from graduation. He was so proud that he accomplished that. And he didn't even get a chance to walk across the stage. My husband and I accepted his high school diploma on his behalf. And every day I wake up with heartache.
A heartache that many of them have been dealing with for years, along with the feeling that no one cares.
It's a tragedy, you know, it's tragedy because nobody's trying to hear us. We've been out here fighting for our sons, being our son's voice, and they're not listening. And we have young men, young boys, time and time after getting killed, and nothing has been done.
They say every time it happens, like Ferguson or like Staten Island, they relive their son's death all over again. Here's what they say they want. They want transparency in police-involved shootings, civilian review boards to investigate officers, a change in existing laws that provide legal loopholes for officers who kill unarmed men. They also want a review of federal programs which supply local police departments with military gear. Yesterday, they met with members of Congress and the Department of Justice. They also held that press conference that you heard in the beginning. Today, they are scheduled to meet with members of the Obama administration. Finally, they feel like their voices are starting to be heard. And surely something positive has to come of this. It's bound to come of their efforts because, as we all know, there is nothing fiercer than a mother fighting for her children.
And a mother should not have to bury her son because police shot her.
Never. And a mother should never have to bury her kids. That's the worst pain ever for a mom. That's why I say they're fierce. I asked them last night, I said, "How do you guys even get off the couch?" And they said, "There are some days, Don, we don't want to get off the couch, but we have to. We have to do it for our children." So I applaud them.
Are they going to be a part of the march on in Washington?
I'm not sure. I'm sure they will be, but there's also Mother's Day march is scheduled for 2015, which they will play a big role in.
Yeah. So, okay.
But I'm sure they will be a part of it in some way. I mean, it was, you know, Sean Bell's mom was there. And, you know, Sharon Bell died in New York, and she was one of the three women I interviewed when Michael Brown died, Michael Brown's mom and Trayvon Martin's mom. And they are all part of this coalition that they just help each other. Every time it happens, they stand up with one another and help.
You'll be in Washington covering Reverend Al's march on Saturday for CNN?
I might, actually. Usually we don't cover because he's on MSNBC, but this is bigger than that, so I may actually be in Washington.